Correct me if I'm wrong here, because I thought we were in the middle of March. Typically, when the woke calendar hits the month of March, deacons at Woke United Methodist, they're using the mainstream media to pollute the air with the fantasy of mythical misogyny. According to the woke calendar, the month of March, it is supposed to be dedicated to women and the constant struggles they deal with trying to overcome the dangerous white man. This month is set aside to celebrate real women like Rachel Levine or Leah Thomas, inspiring women like Dylan Mulvaney, who teach women how to properly apply makeup and how to deal with those pesky facial whiskers. We are 2 weeks into March, and for some strange reason, deacons at Woke United Methodist, they have not been focused on mythical misogyny. Instead, they have been focused on the original cause of division. The deacons have opened up their purses. They've dusted off the original woke boner word, mythical racism. For the last year or so, racism has kind of taken a backseat to other important causes, transgender involvement in sports, fighting the good fight of ageism, where normal people are concerned about the age of John Biden. Deacons, they have been fighting hard to put Donald Trump in jail. Orange man bad! But over the last 2 weeks, the plague of mythical racism has resurfaced. Cheryl Swoops, the original pooper swooper in the WNBA dump, she came out a couple of weeks ago and made the proclamation that black people can't be racist. There's also been an addition to the woke commandments. If you happen to be living in a woke city, it is now a violation of the woke commandments if you use the term illegal immigrant. You must now refer to people who illegally cross the border as undocumented birthing persons. And now, we have some in the mainstream media claiming that the white media is to blame for the firing of Juwan Howard at Michigan. Yeah. It's the white media's fault because there couldn't possibly be any other reason that Juwan Howard's ass got fired. Hell, off the top of my head, I can think of a half dozen reasons that Juwan Howard got fired. Matter of fact, this doofus should have been fired 2 years ago. Wednesday night, Michigan, they were eliminated from the Big Ten tournament. They should have never been in the position to be eliminated to begin with because Michigan had no business being in this tournament. How in the hell can you qualify for a postseason tournament with an 8-24 record? Someone please explain to me how an 8-24 team qualifies for a postseason tournament. After the game, Captain Doofus Juwan Howard, he was speaking to the media during his post-game press conference. Somehow, an even bigger doofus was given a microphone and he was allowed to ask Captain Doofus a question. Well, I guess it wasn't really a question. Private Doofus was providing an excuse to Captain Doofus because he knew he was about to get fired as soon as this press conference was over. The private, he was giving his captain someone to blame for his own embarrassing failures. Who is to blame? Watch for yourself.
There's three black coaches in this conference. Each one of you has been put on a hot seat by the white media. I'm hoping that you survive this, but because we know black coaches sometimes don't.
Thank you.
But can you speak on just the fact that the three of you are doing the job that you've been hired to do, representing as coaches? There were black kids in the stands today that got to see you coach.
What? Let me get this straight. I want to make sure I'm understanding Private Doofus here. You expect me to believe that the white media, whatever the fuck that is, you expect me to believe this mythical white media is the reason that Juwan Howard was fired? You expect me to believe that this mythical white media has so much influence over the Woke U campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they use this influence to get a black head coach fired? The same white media who constantly apologizes for their white privilege, the same white media who creates division in this country by pushing mythical racism, the same white media who claims white men are born with inherent racism and black men are born into a culture of victimization, the same white media who pushes for reparations. You expect me to believe that media is the reason Juwan Howard got fired? How many times am I going to have to pull out the list this week? Once again, I am pulling out the list of people I trust. Private Doofus ain't on it. I'm going to give you the real reason that Juwan Howard was fired. Matter of fact, I'm not just going to give you one reason. I'm going to give you a plethora of reasons that Juwan Howard got fired. And I'll also explain why Juwan Howard should have been fired a couple of years ago. But before we get into that, let's get to the sponsor for today's video, my good friends over at Angelic Imports, the importers of what I believe to be the best chocolate in America. Easter is right around the corner. If you have kids or grandkids, this means you had to play the role of the Easter bunny, hiding plastic eggs throughout the front and backyard. Now, most parents and grandparents, they fill these Easter eggs with cheap, low-quality candy. I mean, what are you doing here? Don't you care about your kids? Don't you want your grandkids to get a taste of the good life by enjoying top-quality candy? If so, fill those Easter eggs with Gouffre chocolate from Angelic Imports. The chocolate offered by Angelic Imports, this is not your average gas station candy. Gouffre chocolate, it is a gourmet German confection imported directly from the Swiss, French, and German border areas. And it doesn't have to be a holiday for you to enjoy the high-quality chocolate from Angelic Imports. This candy's great to have around in case of emergencies. If you do something to piss off your wife and you're trying to get back on her good side, forget about a dozen roses. They'll be dead within a week. For less than $20, you can get your wife a bag of Gouffre Golden Secrets, which contains 20 pieces of Gouffre, and it'll have your wife forgetting about what you did to piss her off in no time. Gouffre is also perfect for anniversaries, birthday parties. It would make an excellent gift for Mother's Day, or you can have the most popular desk at work. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. This is the best candy I've ever tasted. So click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BEHINDTHELINE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Angelic Imports. All right, on paper, it's obvious why Michigan fired Juwan Howard. In 5 years, he's barely above 500 in conference play. Failed to qualify for March Madness the last 2 years. Bounced in the second round of the NIT last season. And this season, he didn't even qualify for those meaningless secondary tournaments because Michigan only won 8 games. His record alone is a good enough reason for Juwan Howard to be fired, but putting the record aside, there were plenty of other reasons. Coaching in college, it is completely different than coaching in the NFL or the NBA. I know NIL has drastically changed the dynamic at the college level. Some of these kids are making more money than their parents, but at the end of the day, these are still college kids. When a college coach recruits a kid, the parents, they not only expect the coach to teach their kid basketball, they also expect the coach to teach them how to be young men. They expect them to be developed on and off the court. Juwan Howard, he ain't capable of doing that. Matter of fact, Juwan Howard is a terrible example of how a grown man is supposed to behave. Take a look at this. Here we have Juwan Howard having to be restrained by his own players because he's losing his temper with the officials. That's supposed to be the other way around. The coach, he's supposed to be the voice of reason. The coach is supposed to be the calming presence in high-pressure situations. Now, take a look at this example. This time, Juwan Howard, he wasn't losing his temper with the officials. He lost his temper with the opposing coach. Perhaps Juwan Howard just thought the coach was looking a bit warm, and so he decided to give him a little hand fan. I'm sure it was just an accident. I'm sure Juwan Howard was just trying to cool him off, and he accidentally slapped the shit out of him. What about this incident where Juwan Howard damn near starts a riot because he is once again arguing with an opposing coach? Here we go again with the young men at the University of Michigan having to restrain their head coach, their supposed leader. So someone please explain to me how the white media is responsible for getting Juwan Howard fired. Someone explain to me how it's the white man's fault that Juwan Howard acts like an emotional prepubescent boy. The truth is, Juwan Howard has absolutely no business coaching college kids. John Sanderson, he is the former strength and conditioning coach at the University of Michigan. He claimed that Juwan Howard had instilled a culture of fear. Players were afraid of him. Other coaches were afraid of him. You know why you didn't hear very many complaints coming out of Michigan this season? They were afraid of retaliation. Michigan had no choice here but to let Juwan Howard go. This dude was a complete liability. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I would imagine that Michigan thought about firing Juwan Howard 2 years ago. There was just one problem 2 years ago, one tiny problem. The mainstream media, they had infected the country with the plague of mythical racism. It was damn near impossible to fire a black head coach without being labeled a racist. I have followed Juwan Howard throughout his basketball career. Now, I was a bit young, probably 7-8 years old when the Fab Five were playing at Michigan, but I have followed Juwan Howard throughout his NBA career. He always seemed mild-mannered, seemed like a nice dude. I don't remember very many outbursts when he played in the NBA. Matter of fact, Juwan Howard was often described as one of the nicer players in the league, so what the hell happened? How did he go from mild manner to being volatile and damn near violent? I don't know. I really don't know. But if you were to believe Jason Whitlock, Juwan Howard, he has been infected with the disease of mythical racism. He decorated Michigan's warm-up jerseys with the logo of Black Lives Matter. He has been a vocal supporter of BLM, the organization. If you look at the last couple of years and the altercations involving Juwan Howard, they all have one thing in common. Every altercation involved a white man. Even the altercation this season with his strength and conditioning coach, white dude. Juwan Howard was going after white men on his own team. The white media is not to blame for Juwan Howard getting fired. This is a cop-out. That's the problem right now. Because if you use that excuse, it takes away all accountability from Juwan Howard. Because the truth is, Juwan Howard is the reason Juwan Howard got fired. But give me your thoughts. Some doofus in the woke media claims that the white media is the reason that Juwan Howard was fired. What do you think happened to Juwan Howard? This dude's been in the spotlight for, what, about 3 decades now? But it wasn't really until the last couple of years that Juwan Howard seems to have lost emotional control. Why? What is the reason? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.